In a winter village display, a figurine of a skier moves down a snowy slope lined with little pine trees. Hallmark Media presents a 2-4 The Money Media production. Title: Leah's Perfect Gift. A train travels through the model village. Figurines of kids move on a model of an ice rink. Lights glow from a house in the village. Emily Arluck, Evan Roderick, Sidney Quesnel, Christopher Shire. Santa's sleigh and reindeer spin on a metal hook. A woman with light brown hair smiles as she looks at the model through a window. A brown-haired man hugs her.
Hi, sweetie.
Hey.
Sorry I'm late. How late am I?
You're not. I told you 12 instead of 12:30, just in case.
What would I do without you?
Oh, look at this display.
Oh, look at the train.
Wow.
It's so adorable.
You're adorable.
What? It's Christmas. I mean, look at all the little lights and the sparkling snow. And the air is so crisp. Take a deep breath.
Yeah?
Yeah, do it.
Bus exhaust.
Okay, I get it, I do. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Yeah.
Wait, since when are you so into Christmas?
I mean, I guess I've always been fascinated by Christmas. Don't get me wrong, Hanukkah, it's the best, but I guess I'm just like the nosy neighbor peeking inside the next door garden. Christmas, it's just so magical, all the carols and the lights and, I mean, the tree.
It's all that and more.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? We should get going. Maddie's always early.
All right. Is it weird that I'm nervous to meet your sister even though we've been texting for weeks?
No.
Yeah?
Maddie's cool.
Okay.
You'll like her. She's really annoying as a kid, but, like, really annoying, but she's cool now.
Okay.
Clouds dot a pale blue sky over a city. The brown-haired woman and man walk downstairs into a restaurant. Executive producers Suzanne Arnott, Michael Shepard.
Leah, this is Maddie. Maddie, this is Leah.
Obviously, this is Leah.
I already have a table, so let's go.
Okay.
See you.
So, I ordered fish heads.
Fish heads.
How do we feel about that?
You know, I've never had it before. I'm also not scared.
So,
I know an embarrassingly little amount about you because of Graham, but the internet tells me you made an app?
Yeah, it's called VegFleet. So we're a food delivery network and we partner with eco-friendly restaurants and transport options.
So cool. Okay, but enough about work. Tell me the entire story of how you two met and spare no details.
Well, we sort of met at work.
Well, we kind of met more after work. We got drinks with coworkers.
But I already knew who she was. I'd seen her in the third floor kitchen.
And what floor do you work on?
Six. But the third floor kitchen has one of those really cool Italian latte machines.
Yeah, because that's why he was going. He was really just going for the latte
lattes,
machines.
Right.
Yeah, of course. But we were just like adventure buddies at first. And Graham would just come with me on all my fun expeditions.
And the best one was New Year's Eve when we kissed. Finally.
We did. And then we shared locations.
This is serious. So has she met the parental units yet?
Not yet.
Graham, what are you waiting for? Hello?
It's not Graham's fault. They keep making plans to come into the city to see friends or a show, but then they end up canceling.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
I mean, I don't blame them. It's a really big trek, and I'm sure they're very busy people. I mean, my parents, they have such crazy social lives. They could never keep a schedule like theirs.
Do you see them a lot?
I mean, I try to. We're actually going to see them tonight.
First night of Hanukkah. Can't wait.
I'm so excited for your first Hanukkah. Also, you can finally see my mom's belief that if you don't go home with leftovers, then there wasn't enough food.
Don't look. Guys, I said don't look.
You know the human brain can only respond to a phrase like that by looking, right?
Who is she?
Girl I dated in junior year. Things didn't end well.
She's leaving. She's gone. She left.
How did she look?
So sad and lonely and overall uninspired.
Thank you.
Graham smiles.
Leah?
Graham?
Would you like to come spend Christmas with our family?
Are you serious?
I am.
Are you serious, serious? Because you can't play with me about Christmas, Graham.
I am absolutely serious. I want my parents to meet you.
Maddie clasps her hands.
Because I really, really am in love with you.
I love you.
Leah, what have you done to my brother? because he has never expressed an outward emotion in his entire life, and now he's kissing in a restaurant? I'm speechless.
Guys, sorry. Can I circle back to the Christmas thing, though? Mm-hmm. Like, are your parents going to be fine with it?
Of course. It's just that they are...
Very specific.
Do you mean particular?
Sure.
Idiosyncratic?
Also good.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I'm sure they're great, you guys. They made you.
Yeah.
Well, they are something.
Come on. Oh, my mom's asking, can we pick up Paula on the way?
I thought Hanukkah was all about the latkes.
Well, every Jewish holiday is kind of everything, except for Yom Kippur, which is nothing and then everything.
At night, a full moon glows in the sky. Graham and Leah stand in front of a brightly lit detached house and walk inside.
Hi, we rang the bell like 3 times, no answer.
What, you think we're going to hear the doorbell?
Hello, sweetheart.
Hi, happy Hanukkah.
Hi, happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah.
This is Goldberg, happy Hanukkah.
Cookie, you're here.
Hi, Dad.
You're just in time to help me shred more potatoes. My arm is going to fall off.
Dad, why do you always do this to yourself? Just use a food processor.
That's cheating, right, Graham?
Absolutely.
Graham knows the value of doing hard work by hand.
Your dad knows I'm a software designer, right? Soft is literally in the name.
I know. Thank you for playing along. Mom, is Sarah here yet?
Oh, yes, she is. And she has some great news.
Well, cuz, what do you think?
Sarah, it's gorgeous.
Isn't it?
Yeah, Zach did a great job. I may have dropped a subtle hint.
Not that subtle.
I love you.
Love you, too.
Oh, my God. I got my little men shredding potatoes. Hand. He's so cute.
You think you and Graham are next? Oh, it would be so Sarah. Fun to be engaged
Shh,
together.
No. It's been a year. It's been almost a year. It was New Year's Eve.
And you love him. He loves you. What's the holdup?
We're kind of like a weird match if you think about it.
If by weird you mean perfect, then yes. Have you even talked about it?
Like obliquely.
Okay, so...
I haven't even met his parents yet. Although, he did ask me to come home with him for Christmas.
I know.
Like, Christmas? Like, actual, real, snow-covered, mulled-cider stockings hung by the fireplace with care Christmas.
What, Hanukkah isn't enough for you anymore?
Sarah, stop. I'm not converting. I don't know. I really want to see Christmas from the inside. You know, like, how it is in the movies.
Oh, I get that. White Christmas paints a real pretty picture.
Or... the airport scene from Love Actually.
Yes.
Can you believe Graham doesn't like that movie?
Travesty.
I know.
Okay, let's focus.
Okay.
What are you gonna wear?
I don't know. What do people wear? Plaid Christmas sweaters?
Antlers and a red nose?
But you know what? I'm not gonna be able to go to family dinner at Egg Foo Yum on Christmas Day.
Egg Foo Yum isn't going anywhere. What's important is that you get to go have fun and experience Christmas. And when Graham's family meets you, they are gonna fall instantly in love with you, just like Graham did.
Okay, let me see this ring again, please.
Oh my gosh, it's really beautiful.
Three children play with a dreidel.
The key to latkes is to fry them very fast, otherwise the potatoes turn gray.
Because of oxidation.
Yes, exactly. Food is science.
Oh, Leah, there you are. I made you a plate. You haven't eaten all night.
Wait, Mom, can I talk to you for a sec?
Yeah, of course. Is everything okay? Mm-hmm. Are you sick?
No.
Did you lose your job?
No.
Is it bed bugs? It's bed bugs, isn't it? I knew it. I never liked that apartment building. It is so dingy. You can move back in with your father and I anytime you need to.
Mom?
Wait, do you have a fever?
No, Mom, I don't have a fever. I don't have bed bugs. I just want to tell you that Graham invited me to have Christmas with his family.
Oh, you're finally going to meet the mysterious Westwood family.
Guess so.
Well, that is big news.
Mm-hmm. So you're not mad that I'm not going to be with you guys for the holidays?
Mad? I'm not mad. I don't get mad. Why would I be mad?
You're mad.
We don't even celebrate Christmas.
We go to Egg Foo Yum every year.
I am sure they're going to make you a standing rib roast with the little white paper booties and the thing with the little lady fingers that Martha Stewart makes.
Trifle?
Exactly.
They live in Connecticut, not Downton Abbey.
I know.
Leah's mom holds Leah's hands.
Do you love him?
Mm-hmm. I do. I really, really do. I want what you and Dad have.
Leah's mom smiles.
Yeah, I was hoping for it.
Well, then that's all that matters.
Mm-hmm. I just hope that they like me.
Like you? They're gonna love you. And if they don't, they have me to contend with. How can you eat?
I have food.
Smoke rises from a pan.
Broom! Latkes aren't really latkes unless you set up the smoke detector!
My mom is?
Julia Child.
Graham and Leah's dad laugh as they fan the pan with tea towels.
Okay, taste test.
Ooh, okay.
Your dad made these.
Okay.
Leah takes a bite of a latke.
Mmm! Gail Simmons from Top Chef would say that those eat really well. Those are a good fry.
Okay, and I made these.
Okay.
Let's do it together.
All right. Cheers. Mmm! Mmm! Those are perfection! You are Top Chef. Do you have, any other hidden talents I don't know about?
No, this is my only one. Flippin' latkes. Also applies to pancakes, French toast, grilled cheese.
Mmm. Question. What were you and my dad talking about over there?
Nosy lady.
What? You guys were having a very intense conversation.
Oh, he was answering some questions I had about blintzes.
Mmm, right. They're not dinner. They're not dessert.
What are they?
Are you sure about me going back for Christmas to meet your folks?
Eleanor, you are not leaving without taking some food. Jonathan?
I mean, they can't be any nuttier than my family.
Well, let's just say my family's very different than this.
Well, I'm really excited to meet them.
Leah rubs Graham's back, and Graham looks thoughtful. On another day, cars drive through the city. Fog fills the night sky.
Okay, I have something for you. I was gonna wait to give it to you later, Veronica, but I want to give it to you now.
Leah holds up a reindeer sweater.
Da-da-da!
Wow!
Isn't it amazing?
It's something.
I got myself a matching one, too.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you said that your parents like to dress up for Christmas at their house, so...
Yeah, I think I kind of meant it's fancy.
Yeah. Did I go overboard?
No. I love that you're bringing your A-game to Christmas. I really do. Mm-hmm. I just want to make sure that, you know, Christmas with my parents lives up to your expectations.
No, I mean, I want to get Christmas right.
You can't really get Christmas right.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm really excited for my first Christmas and also to see where you grew up and, you know, get to know your family.
Okay, well, in that case, do you want to know one of my mom's favorite holiday traditions?
Yeah.
Writing letters.
Mm-hmm.
To Santa.
Oh, cute.
This was serious business when we were kids. We still do it every year, actually. Want to try one?
Yeah.
Leah holds a pen over paper.
What does one write in a letter to Santa?
Well, I'm sure there's something you can think of. No? Sleep on it. I'll get this to the big guy in red tomorrow.
Okay. Did you ever think when we first met that we would be here now, in love and sharing our family's traditions?
Only in my wildest dreams.
It's gonna be great, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. But that's a tomorrow adventure.
Okay.
First, we celebrate the last night of Hanukkah.
Oh, yeah.
Should we light the menorah?
Yes, let's do it.
What do you call this one again?
The shamash.
The shamash.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Leah lights the Hanukkah menorah.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Kiddushanu Bar Mitzvotav Vetzivanu Lehadlik Ner Shel Hanukkah. Amen. Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah.
On a bright snowy day, cars drive along a road.
Okay, so Mitch and Barbara.
Yes, but don't call her Barb.
Noted. Any other topics that are off limits?
Just the usual, like politics, culture, change, technology.
Sports,
yeah, she hates sports. She kind of goes like dead behind the eyes.
Copy that.
Oh, and maybe don't tell them that you're not going to business school, even though you definitely said that you were going to buckle down and get serious after your year of backpacking across Asia was finished.
Is that true? You're not going to business school?
No, I am not. But I am starting an artisanal pickle company with some of my friends.
That's pretty cool.
And I will wait until they're both in good moods to tell them.
In good moods at the same time? Good luck with that.
Oh, Mom likes to talk about gardening.
Oh, Graham mentioned that, actually.
I actually said she likes commenting on other people's gardens.
I think the word you're looking for is criticizing.
Okay, what about your dad? What's he like to talk about?
Apps.
It's like appetizers? No, more like applications.
Well, does he know that I design apps for a living?
No, but I can't wait for you to tell him.
Okay.
At sunset, the sun shines brightly on the horizon. Graham parks his car in front of a large house with a snowy roof. Reindeer decorate the front of the house, and wreaths and garlands adorn the entrance. Leah, Graham, and Maddie step out of the car. Leah looks at the house and grins.
Looks nice, huh?
Nice. It's beautiful. Oh my gosh, is this even real? It looks like a postcard.
It's real, I can assure you. Very, very pretty on the outside.
Yoo-hoo! Over here!
But very, very weird on the inside.
Hello? The ornaments are not going to hang themselves, you know. Come on!
Did she just say ornaments?
Yep.
Am I dreaming?
Leah runs toward the front door. She walks inside open-mouthed.
Oh my gosh, look at this. Look at this, Graham. This little goat. Is it a goat or is it a lamb? Yeah, I think that's a lamb. Okay.
Mom! This is Leah.
Oh, hi, Mrs. Westwood. It is so nice to meet you.
Oh, okay. Welcome to our home. We are thrilled to have you
here.
Gremlin.
Good to see you.
I have missed you.
Now I want you to go put your bags down because we have to get this big tree decorated by 3 o'clock.
Okay.
And Madeline.
Mom.
Oh, it's new. Mitchell! I want to put my stuff away.
Yeah.
Gremlin?
Ugh. Like gremlin?
Yeah, no, I got it. Hey, what's happening at 3 o'clock?
I don't know, but we're about to find out.
Oh,
Dad.
Hello there. Hey.
This is my girlfriend, Leah. Leah, this is my dad.
Oh, sorry. Leah. I'm a hugger.
It's okay. Welcome. Okay.
Thank you. I
hear you two work together.
Yeah, kind of. Well, he works in software design, and I'm app development.
App development? That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Anything I would have heard of?
VegFleet.
Mitch nods.
Veg what?
Fleet.
Yeah, it's efficient and sustainable food delivery, and we use biodiesel converted vehicles and partner with EcoForward establishments.
I didn't understand a single word you said, but it sounds amazing. She's smarter than you, I can tell.
It's true. Well,
you know, I've got a couple ideas myself that I would love to share.
Yeah?
With you. Yeah.
I would love to hear this.
Fantastic. Duty calls.
All right. See you.
Graham shrugs.
Okay.
Leah looks at decorations.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Up the stairs
okay.
we go.
Let's go.
Oh my gosh, there's another Christmas tree.
Leah follows Graham upstairs.
She's back here.
Okay.
A family photo gallery hangs on the wall.
Here it is.
Oh my gosh, it's so cute.
A bedroom is decorated for Christmas with a wreath and garlands.
Oh, apologies, Leah. My gift wrapping has overtaken the guest room.
No, it's okay. It's wonderful. Oh, it's wonderful.
I'm so happy you're here.
Me too. Hey, are you hungry? We didn't get lunch.
Yeah, I could,
Where is everybody?
Guess we gotta go. You take a minute and come down when you're ready.
Okay.
Okay.
A throw pillow reads, Santa, please stop here. Leah smiles as she looks at the ornaments on the dresser, including snowmen and Santa Claus. Later, Barbara picks up a stack of pamphlets titled Christmas Itinerary.
Now, here is everyone's Christmas schedule.
Oh. Thanks, Mom.
Oh my gosh, this is amazing. Okay, what do we have? Decorate tree, gingerbread house contest. This sounds so great.
Well, I'm delighted that you think so. And just so you know, we do things a little differently here regarding presents.
We each just do one present on Christmas Eve and then the rest on Christmas Day.
It's tradition.
Great.
Mom, there is like no downtime in here.
Oh, now that's where you're wrong. Yeah. Last page, you will have a whole 8 hours to sleep every night.
Oh.
Great.
Okay.
Oh, and speaking of sleeping, here are this year's Christmas pajamas.
Oh, nice.
Christmas pajamas.
For you.
Oh my gosh.
Oh.
Mom doesn't like it when you rip the wrapping paper.
Oh.
That's my bad. I should have told you.
Maddie delicately unwraps her gift.
Sorry. Beautiful paper.
Oh, I love them. They're beautiful.
Mom, these are huge.
No.
I said medium.
They're perfect. Thank you so much.
We wear them on Christmas Eve and also again together on Christmas morning.
Got it.
Well, alrighty then. Shall we start decorating?
Oh my gosh, a sugar plum fairy. I have had visions of this dancing in my head all week.
Looks like you.
Oh, and I almost forgot. I also ordered us personalized Santa hats for snowman making with the Hempsteads.
Yay.
Oh, who are the Hempsteads?
Oh, our dear, dear friends. Right, Graham? Oh, boy.
Yeah, they're good friends.
Graham frowns, then gets up and walks away from Leah. Leah watches him thoughtfully.
Oh, the bunny. My favorite. You remember when Bunny gave me this bunny?
Every year about the bunny. It's just an ornament, Mother.
It's special. Oh, I forgot. I have something for you.
Oh, Leah. Why, thank you.
Barbara reaches into a gift bag. She furrows her brow as she holds up a small terrarium.
Is this mold?
No, it's moss. It's a terrarium.
It's a terrarium.
Oh,
a
terrarium.
Yeah. Graham mentioned that you're an avid gardener.
I am.
Yeah, it's actually also an ornament, so you can hang it on the tree, and it's a self-contained ecosystem, so it doesn't even need water.
Leah glances around awkwardly.
You can put it wherever you want, because, you know, it's your tree.
I think it's really cool, Mom.
It's unique. Thank you, Leah.
Mm-hmm. Welcome.
It's nice.
Leah frowns. Graham smiles and wraps his arm around her shoulder.
Does she hate it?
She loves it.
Later, Leah finishes decorating a 5-foot Christmas tree beside a Christmas village display.
You know what would be a really cool idea?
Huh?
Is an app that could help you map out how to hang ornaments on a tree.
Mitchell.
You're well.
How can an app do that any better than I can? Leah, come here. I am going to teach you our ornament hanging system.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Thank you.
Go get them.
Voila. Now, imagine the tree is divided into quadrants.
Yeah.
Yes?
Here we go with the quadrant.
And each quadrant should contain an equal number of types of ornaments, all hung in exactly 4-inch intervals.
Okay, I got it. 4 inches. Okay.
Leah picks up an ornament.
Intervals. Here.
This is so fun.
Okay. What time is dinner? Are you hungry?
No.
Would you like some seaweed?
Oh, yeah. Do you have sushi?
Even better.
Oh.
I live on this stuff.
You do.
Cheers.
Mm.
Leah bites a piece of nori and covers her mouth with her hand.
It's delicious. Thank you.
Barbara watches Leah as she walks toward ornaments. Barbara looks at an ornament on her large Christmas tree and moves it. Leah turns and frowns as she sees Barbara rearranging ornaments on the tree. Leah puts down an ornament.
Where's the restroom?
Yeah, just up the stairs and to the left.
Graham watches Leah leave the living room.
Hey, how's it going? Is it everything you hope for? Is it like a real live Christmas carol?
Yes, it's beyond.
Does it smell like freshly cut pine trees and mulled wine
like you're inside a Williams-Sonoma?
Yes, all of the above. I'm in the bathroom right now, and there is literally Santa Claus toilet paper.
Leah.
Are you hiding in the powder room?
No. Yes. No.
Leah winces.
Mrs. Westwood didn't like my hostess gift.
The terrarium? It was
so cute.
That's what I thought. Also, this is so weird.
There's no food.
What?
Like just snackies and chips and stuff?
No, like nothing. I mean, other than a really upsetting bite of seaweed. But we got here at 1, right? Dinner isn't until 6, and we have been decorating the tree the entire time.
Not one person has offered a bowl of pretzels or nuts or anything. There's been no snack, Sarah. No nosh.
I'm sure there will eventually be some kind of meal, but...
For now, can you sneak out and grab something to eat? There's got to be a gas station or something close by.
I mean, you're still in America. And of course, they like you. Just give them a chance to get to know you.
After all, you might be a permanent fixture at their table.
Sarah!
What? I bet he's going to pop the question before the holiday's over.
Oh my gosh, I'm calling you later.
Leah steps out of the bathroom.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
Hi. I was seeing a man about a horse.
Of course. Well, we thought we were done decorating, but Mitchell just found the box of porcelain snowflakes. Can you believe that?
I cannot.
No. Come down and join us when you're ready.
Hmm? Okay.
Yeah.
Leah pulls out her phone.
Oh, we'll be having dinner soon, dear. If you want to change your clothes.
Right. Of course.
Barbara walks away. Leah looks down at her reindeer print knit sweater, then texts Sarah. The text reads, Armageddon. I think his mom overheard everything I said. Sarah replies, yikes. Leah frowns and puts her phone in the back pocket of her jeans.
Okay, this is up in the quadrant, about 36 degrees in and down.
Leah beckons Graham from upstairs, and he rushes to her.
Hey, does your mom hate me?
What? No, of course not. Did something happen?
I mean, she told me to change my sweater for dinner. Is this not a good Christmas sweater?
This is a terrific Christmas sweater. It's very festive.
Thank you. I mean, it's baby's first Christmas.
I know. Hey, you're doing great. Come here. Doing great.
Thank you. Hey, is dinner soon?
Oh, I hope so. I'm starving. I think my mom said she's making roast beef, all the fixings.
Oh, yeah.
Cheer up, little elf.
Graham kisses Leah's forehead.
Santa's coming so soon. Let's go.
Okay, you go first.
At night, warm white string lights glow on the Westwoods house.
There, my darling.
Thank you.
I didn't know everybody was going to be so dressed up.
I said it was going to be fancy.
I thought you meant fancy like this.
Leah's sweater lights up.
No, I just meant like the regular kind of fancy.
Barbara carries a jug of water.
Can I help you with the rest?
Oh, no. That's everything. Oh, I forgot the rolls. Right back.
Leah?
Yeah.
I forgot to mention, Mom's a terrible cook, but we make sure she doesn't know we think that.
Okay.
Thank you.
You got
food
me.
Looks delicious, Mom.
So good. Mm,
as
thank
usual.
You. Thank you.
Can I have some salt? That is, please pass the salt. Please pass the salt.
Remember your manners.
Mitch shakes off his tie. Graham serves himself food, then passes a dish to Leah. Barbara serves herself.
Amazing, thank you.
Graham smiles at Leah.
Anyone want to hear a joke?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Sure? Yeah.
Sure.
So there's this older couple and they go to London for a trip and they come home and they have their friends over for dinner and they're telling them, you know, how great the trip was and how much fun they had. And the friend asks the older guy, where did you guys stay in London? And the older guy stops and, you know, he thinks for a moment and he says, what's the name of that flower? The one that's really beautiful, smells amazing, has thorns. And the guy says, a rose? And the older guy says, right, Rose, what's the name of that hotel we stayed at in London?
Barbara stares blankly.
So, how old was this older couple?
Old. Just really old. Like, 110 years old.
Leah looks down at her plate.
This marinade is so good, thank you.
Delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
It's A1 sauce.
Oh.
Leah nods.
So, Leah, what does your family do for the holidays?
Oh, well, the whole family, we all get together and we have this big Hanukkah celebration. We have latkes, which are just potato pancakes.
They're amazing, by the way. I made them.
Ate so many of them. And then we have souvlaki, which is just jelly donuts, and all the kids, they play dreidel, and they get gelt, which are these little chocolate coins. Yeah, and then we usually just all get Chinese food on Christmas Day.
That sounds cool.
You what?
Chinese restaurants are usually open on Christmas Day. So
Leah's actually been to China.
Yeah, I went to the World Conference on Applied Engineering. And you know, I never thought that I would try blowfish, but I did, and it was delicious.
Wow, that does sound exciting.
I thought blowfish was poisonous.
Oh, only the ovaries, Dad.
Oh,
and skin and liver.
Well, you learn something new every day, don't you? Mm-hmm. You know, that is the kind of global knowledge that we could use down at the bank, you know. Let me tell you. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying that the option is always there for you to join the old family biz, as they say.
Yep, that's what they say.
Oh, you know what would be a clever idea? Is an app that would tell you where all the mailboxes are in the entire world. And they don't have that, you know. Don't you just hate having to drive around looking for mailboxes?
Crazy. Billion-dollar idea, Dad.
Thank you, son.
At night, from a bird's eye view, cars drive through a town.
Meat, broccoli, and rolls.
That was the whole dinner?
The whole thing.
That is violent. Does Graham know you left the house?
No, everyone went to sleep at like 7:30, so I slipped out the back like a thief.
Why is nothing open?
Where are you?
Oh, you know what? Hold on a second. I think I found something. I'll call you back.
Good luck.
Leah puts her phone in her coat pocket and enters a general store.
Hi.
Hi.
Leah picks up a shopping basket and walks to the shelves, where she puts a pouch in the basket. She picks another item off the shelf and puts it in the basket. Leah bends and squints at a box on another shelf. She picks up the box and walks to the sales counter.
Hi.
Hi. Just these, please. Thanks.
Leah eats a cookie from the box.
Oh, hungry?
Mmm.
Those are my favorite, too.
Right? Mm, so good. Mmm. I'm spending Christmas with my boyfriend's family, and there's no food.
Like, no snackies or no food at all?
Like, very little.
In my family, snacking at Christmas is like an Olympic sport.
Right?
What's wrong with these people?
I do not know.
Maybe they're one of those families who only shops for and cooks one meal at a time.
Sorry, what is that sweet, sweet aroma?
Gingerbread loaf. Freshly baked. Want a slice?
Yes, I absolutely do.
Leah sniffs the loaf.
This is the first time that I'm meeting Graham's family. My cousin thinks that he's going to propose on Christmas, but I'm not really sure. I don't really think his mom likes me. And what if he's like, I can't marry someone that my mom doesn't like? And I mean, I can't change who I am.
I don't think you have to. You just have to be you and trust that it's enough.
Thanks. I'm Leah, by the way.
Trisha.
Nice to meet you, Trisha. This is the best thing I've ever eaten in my life.
I always say there isn't much in life that can't be solved with a little something to eat.
You get it. All right, I should probably go before they realize that I'm gone. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Leah.
Leah stands up. The moon glows brightly in the night sky. Leah enters the Westwoods home and shuts the door behind her. She walks up the stairs and takes off her scarf. She glances down from the top of the stairs and furrows her brow as she sees Barbara walk to the living room tree and pull out the terrarium ornament. Leah looks panicked and ducks behind an upstairs Christmas tree. Barbara shakes her head and gingerly carries the terrarium away. Leah peeks open-mouthed at Barbara. She walks toward the guest room. Meanwhile, Graham creeps out of his room.
Graham? What are you doing?
I'm starving.
Me too!
Shh! Come with me.
Later, Leah leans on the kitchen island and looks at Graham.
Okay, so what is it that you're making?
Graham points at Leah. Graham holds two cans.
My emergency mac and cheese.
Oh, okay.
I always keep a stash for moments like these. Can you Pass me the can opener. I think it's in that drawer.
Yes.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Graham smiles at Leah.
You okay?
Your mom took my ornament off the tree.
She's finicky about the tree. Don't read too much into it.
But do admit that it's strange.
Okay, it's strange. But has your mom never done anything strange?
Well, yeah, of course.
See? Moms are strange. Look, Christmas has a funny way of bringing out everyone's quirks. And my parents have a lot of them. Especially my mom. She thrives on routine. Having you here has shaken things up. Not in a bad way. Not in a bad way, but take some adjusting for her.
I mean, I get it. I'm kind of like that, too.
Kinda? Okay, here's the thing. Can't forget the panko crust. Look at that. Don't be shy. She's gonna love you.
She's gonna love me.
And you're gonna love this.
She's gonna love me. She's gonna love me.
String lights cover the outside of the house. Later, Graham takes a dish out of the oven.
This will make everything better.
Thank you.
Of course.
Leah kisses Graham.
Much better.
Shall we dig in?
Absolutely. Cheers.
Cheers.
Graham and Leah clink their forks. Later, Leah sleeps in the guest bed. She opens her eyes and looks around. She sits in bed, turns on the bedside lamp, picks up her phone and looks down at it. She tucks her hair behind her ear. Leah turns her phone sideways and smiles.
Welcome to my video on how to decorate gingerbread houses. Follow along and you'll look like an expert overnight.
The next day, cars drive past snow-covered buildings. At the Westwoods, Leah walks toward the kitchen.
Morning.
Oh, Leah! I'm sorry, but you missed breakfast.
Oh, no problem.
I already sent Graham and Madeline out to do some last-minute Christmas prep for our gingerbread house activity. And I have to do some things for the Christmas pageant, and I cannot find my phone.
Well, do you want me to call it?
Oh, honey, now how is that going to help? I don't have it.
Well, it would ring.
Oh, yes, please.
Barbara uses Leah's phone. Barbara reaches into her blazer pocket.
Hello?
Hello? Oh.
This is embarrassing.
No, it's not. I'm always like, where are my sunglasses? And then they're on top of my head.
Right.
Oh. Hey, can I do anything else to help you?
No, thank you. You have solved my biggest problem of the day. And later tonight, we are going to make some gingerbread houses.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yay. Oh, okay, bye.
Bye.
Barbara turns around.
Actually,
yeah.
If you don't mind, could you please drive me into town so I can type out a list on the way?
Yes, for sure. Yeah.
Well, hurry, please.
Oh,
I am
no.
So
yeah.
Late.
No,
come
no,
on.
Yeah,
oh, my goodness.
What am I thinking?
Later, Barbara leaves with Leah.
Thank you, Leah. This is so helpful.
Yeah.
I'll just be at the hall for about 20 minutes.
Uh-huh.
I guess you won't be going into any stores in your pajamas.
Well, it's actually a lounge set, but...
Leah frowns as she walks toward the car. She gets into the driver's side. In town, the streets are covered in snow.
I shall meet you right back here.
Oh, I'm not... Well, okay.
How fun!
Leah walks into an outdoor Christmas market. Two people talk to a vendor. A table is filled with sparkly decorations. A gold sign with a golden rabbit reads, Mrs. Rabbit.
Hi, welcome into Mrs. Rabbit's Hutch. It's a pop-up from our main store a few blocks down.
It's all so beautiful.
I know. Can I offer you a warm cinnamon beverage?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Oh my gosh, these are so cute.
You know, I actually think I'm going to get this mug.
Leah knocks over two vases. Leah gapes.
Not sure I like the sound of that.
I'm so sorry. Mrs. Rabbit? I, of course, I will pay for everything.
If you insist,
They're $150.
Total?
Each.
Wow.
Plus the mug.
Right. Sure.
Shall I pack up the pieces for you?
Okay. Thank you.
We appreciate your business.
Yeah. Well, Merry Christmas, I guess.
Leah walks away from the vendor. Bowls contain jelly beans and gummy candies.
So wait, where is all this candy from?
Oh, I wouldn't eat it.
Oh.
Mom's been collecting it since, like, the late 90s. Oh.
All right, all right. It's time we explain the parameters of Gingerbread House building to Leah.
Oh, well, I actually have a master's in fluid engineering, so.
Well, Mr. Westwood was referring to the parameters of the contest.
So what now?
Contest.
It's a contest?
That's what makes it fun.
Graham gives a tight smile.
I mean, it is intrinsically fun to build houses out of cookies, but...
You're going to do great.
All right, everyone will have 1 hour from the time that I start this clock, and I will be the roving assistant and also the judge. And in keeping with tradition, the winning design will be displayed at the Christmas pageant Christmas Eve. And the time starts now!
Madeline, piping.
Maddie passes Barbara a piping bag of icing. Leah works on her house. Graham adds gummy candies to the roof of his house.
Hey.
I'm gonna need more glue.
So, what are we going with here? Swiss chalet, Austrian Gasthof.
So, I was going for a Jingle Bells theme, but now I'm pivoting to Santa's workshop. How are we on timing?
Oh, 24 minutes and 30 seconds to go.
24 minutes and 30 seconds, people!
Graham smiles. Barbara and Maddie focus on their houses. Leah uses a mini blow torch to toast tiny marshmallows. Mitch walks around the kitchen, glasses perched on his nose, holding his stopwatch.
That's time!
Oh.
All right, icing bags down, hands up.
Graham puts his hands up, and his roof falls off.
Oh, good effort, son. Yeah.
Whoa. Leah, this is incredible. Like, Dad, look at this. Like, the chimney is smoking. Yeah, like, individual shingles.
The attention to detail.
There's, like, wreaths, and the shingles are... Oh, my gosh!
Wow.
It's Santa and Mrs. Claus.
Did you travel there on ice?
I have my ways.
Attention.
Pretzels for the walkway? That's ingenious. That's a 5-point
view. You know what I think? I think it's better if we don't judge than gingerbread houses.
What? Why not? You did such a good job.
No. I think it's a four-way tie.
No. We always judge the gingerbread houses, and the best one goes to the pageant. That is our tradition.
Well, if we're going on merit...
Just judge them as if you did not know who made which one.
But I do know.
Mitchell?
Okay, scoring all across the categories. Design, precision, imaginative candy usage, color story. Leah has scored 5, 10. Pretty much top marks.
Okay.
In all.
So, hers wins?
I think that's obvious.
Well then, that's that.
We don't need to clap.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Where did you learn such sophisticated technique?
Leah shrugs.
Just watch some YouTube videos.
Oh.
YouTube. Well, you will have to show me those videos sometime.
Okay.
Well, I think I shall go to bed early. We have a big day tomorrow. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night, Mom.
Good night. Oh, app idea. GlueTube.
Mitchell.
Right. I'll be joining her.
Excuse me. Hi, Dad.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, guys.
Hi, Mad.
Maddie waves as she leaves.
Why didn't you tell me?
Tell you what?
To throw the contest. First of all, it's so weird it's a contest. Second of all, it was not fun to win.
But your house turned out great.
I know it did because I studied. I'm someone who likes to study, and you know this about me. So again, I ask you, why didn't you tell me to let your mom win?
Maybe I didn't want her to win. I don't know.
Oh, I didn't realize you were an agent of chaos.
I didn't know you were a gingerbread house savant.
Leah wraps her arm around Graham's neck as they kiss.
Okay, so tell me, what are we doing tomorrow?
Oh, right. We are building snowmen with the Hempsteads.
Oh, fun. Who are they again?
They're family friends.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we've known them forever. They have a daughter who, was...
Was she your girlfriend?
We were kids, you know? We went out, but it's nothing.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm sure they're great. I look forward to meeting them.
Hey, you know what?
Huh.
This whole thing's been a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You've been such a good sport about all this crazy family activity stuff. Mm-hmm. I was thinking maybe you and me could go for a little walk tomorrow.
Yeah.
Just me and you. I can exchange those oversized pajamas.
Mm-hmm.
Check out some Christmas stuff.
Yeah, that sounds really fun.
It's a date.
It's a date.
On another day, at the Christmas market, Graham and Leah walk past a vendor's stall.
Yeah, I love this place.
Leah picks up a handmade decoration of a Christmas tree. Leah and Graham take a picture with Santa. Leah and Graham smile at each other.
All right, any other rules I should know about?
Yes. You're never fully dressed without a smile, so don't leave home without one.
Okay, Annie, I'm serious.
No, it's smooth sailing from here. Just keep being your wonderful self.
Okay.
My sister and I, we used to be obsessed with this thing.
Mm.
We used to say it was the Polar Express and play train conductor and passengers.
Oh, you guys must have been such cute little kids.
I was 14.
No, not as cute.
Graham sits in the train.
Wow. Oh.
Leah gets in beside him.
Okay, so what was your favorite Christmas memory growing up?
I don't know. I guess it was the anticipation. Like, it was almost better not knowing what the gifts were than opening the gifts themselves.
Right. Like, it could be anything. The possibilities were endless.
Right. And then every so often, you get something that was just exactly perfect. The perfect thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you wouldn't think about any of the other possibilities because it was just exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
Leah nods. Graham smiles at her, and they kiss. Graham looks into Leah's eyes.
Hold on a sec.
Graham reaches into his jacket pocket. Leah turns and grins, then tosses her hair.
Last piece. Gum?
No, thanks.
You sure?
Yeah.
Leah stares at the chewing gum.
We should go.
Yeah.
Graham puts the gum into his mouth.
I don't want to be late for snowman building.
Leah gets out of the train and follows Graham. Leah pauses and looks at the Mrs. Rabbit booth.
Hope you got coal in your stocking, Mrs. Rabbit.
What was that?
What? No, nothing.
Well, hello there, Graham.
Who is it?
Say it's Carol Singers.
Love Actually. Nice. It's Carol Singers.
What?
Never mind.
See, I told you it's a classic.
Come in.
Thank you.
Make yourselves at home.
Thanks so much. Wow. Graham.
Mrs. Hempstead, lovely to see you.
Oh, you too.
This is Leah. Leah, this is Mrs. Hi, Hempstead.
So nice to meet you. Thank you for having us.
No problem. Nice. Graham, there's someone here who's very anxious to see you.
Oh.
Graham?
The Mrs. Rabbit owner walks down the stairs.
Graham Cracker. Oh, I'm so happy to see you.
Leah watches the Mrs. Rabbit owner.
Hi. I'm Leah.
Julia Hempstead, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Wait, I know you.
Yeah.
You broke my vases. Or your vases broke when they hit my arm, hard to say.
Graham furrows his brow and looks at Leah.
It was an accident. When I took your mom into town, I stopped at a pop-up store and there were a couple of vases. Is it vases or vases?
It's vases.
Vases. There were a couple of vases that were, some might say, precariously placed on the edge of a table, and I...
Leah nods.
I broke them. Oh. I'm sorry about that.
Well, we don't get many bulls running around our china shop.
Oh.
Well, let's let bygones be bygones, right? It's Christmas!
Tis the season.
I'm so happy to see you, Grammy.
Yeah.
Graham was my first love.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's told you about me.
Yeah.
It was a long time ago.
Not that long ago. We dated for 3 years.
Oh.
Off and on.
Mostly on.
Yeah, very much off in between the ons.
Oh! Oh! Bonnie! Oh, Mrs. Westwood, Merry Christmas.
Oh, Bunny.
Oh, honey, good to see you. Let's talk.
Barbara and Julia walk arm in arm.
Good old Mrs. Rabbit.
I'll take your coat.
Great. Okay.
Graham shuts a coat closet door.
You didn't tell me you guys were together for 3 years.
Off and on, I said. Hey, we're just friends now. Mm. I promise.
Leah nods.
You know what? They have a lot more food here than at my parents' house. Mm. You want to ransack the pantry?
Yeah.
Graham walks with his arm around Leah.
Graham, come and look at our old yearbook. It's a scream.
Do you remember that kid Angus who like never went to class? Yes. He's a literal brain surgeon now.
Come and see, please.
Oh, I don't know. I'm
No, it's fine. I'm going to get some food and a drink.
Can I get you that drink?
No.
Thrilling opportunity. Okay. Clever, Julia. You must be so proud, Bitsy.
She did it all herself. We were just talking about Julia opening her boutique on Main Street right here in town.
Oh, yeah, Mrs. Rabbit. Yeah, it's adorable.
It is so adorable. I get all my hostess gifts there.
Oh.
Retail, it's such an exciting business. Risky, though, because, you know, you can really lose it all. But exciting. Good luck to her.
This is her third location.
Is it now?
She has 2 stores in Boston where she lives for the moment.
She's been enormously successful.
Now all she needs is a husband.
Whoa.
Sorry.
Oh, you okay?
Yeah.
No,
I'm okay. I just went down the wrong way.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, would you?
No, I'm okay. Guys, are we going to do that snowman building thing? I'm so excited for it.
Mm.
Yes!
Let's do it, shall we?
I am just going to go upstairs and change, and then we can get to it.
Great.
Come on, let's go.
Now, as always, there is a theme to our snowman making extravaganza.
Since Julia has opened her new store, we thought it would be fun if the snowman were an homage to the classic elegance that is Mrs. Rabbit.
Classic elegance.
For you?
Thank you, Mitchell. You may use any of the supplies provided here.
As well as the snow, of course.
It's so funny, Mitzi. Now, break into teams of 2. You have exactly 1 hour starting now. Mitchell, come here.
Come on, Grammy. Old time safe?
Oh, I don't know.
No, it's okay. Go on, have fun.
Don't worry, we will have much more fun without him.
Yeah.
May I offer you some snow, madame?
Sure.
Can you step on it, please?
Okay, let's get started.
Leah frowns and follows Maddie.
Got it?
Yeah.
Last one. Oh, perfect. Oh, you are so strong.
Me?
Yeah.
Thanks.
She is in fine form today.
I didn't realize they dated for 3 years.
Hey, I know this is a lot, but I've really never seen Graham so happy as he is with you.
Thanks. Can't make it too good because then I don't want to risk beating your mom again.
Well, no, it's a little bit different.
15 minutes!
Thank you.
Okay, 15 minutes. I'm going to go get the ears.
No, but it's... Okay. And snow down, hands up.
Well done, everyone.
Everyone claps.
Oh, girls.
Hmm?
You didn't quite hit the mark.
Nope, I guess we didn't. But yours, Mrs. Westwood, yours looks amazing. So beautiful. And I feel like we can all agree. Clear winner over here, right?
Everyone stares at Leah.
It's not a contest, honey. It's an exhibition. They're all part of a display, a display of our families coming together through art.
Leah is open-mouthed.
This one.
Barbara points to Leah's snowman.
Doesn't fit in.
I tried to tell you.
Everyone stares awkwardly at Leah. Leah looks at Graham.
You guys. Come on, you know what this snowman is just perfect for? A snowball fight.
Oh.
No.
No.
Mitchell, no.
Game on.
Stop that.
A snowball hits Graham.
Okay.
Come on, Maddie.
We're getting it now.
Stop it.
Come on.
Graham ducks and Leah's snowball hits Barbara.
Oh, gosh.
Oh,
Barbara scowls.
I'm so sorry, Barb.
Ara.
Ara.
Maddie and the Hempsteads stare.
Mitchell, I think this is a very good moment to go inside.
Yep.
Don't you?
Yeah, sure.
Leah has a sad look on her face as she and Graham watch the others walk toward the house.
I have to go.
Leah, wait.
Graham follows Leah.
Leah, where are you going?
I don't know.
Easy, slugger. Something wrong?
Is something wrong? I just assaulted your mom with a snowball. Your ex is in love with you, and I'm clearly just bad at Christmas.
Leah, you're not bad at Christmas. It's not even a thing. My mother, she'll be fine. She's a lot tougher than she looks, and I told you, I don't have feelings for Julia. I never really did. It's just something my parents pushed on me.
Yeah, because your mom loves her. She didn't take her ornament off the tree. Graham, I feel like an outsider around your family. I feel like everything I do is the wrong thing.
Okay, I hear you. I feel like an outsider almost anywhere I go unless I'm with you. And for the record, I did just start a snowball fight in your honor. True sacrilege.
I did appreciate that.
Graham smiles at Leah.
Did you know that she charged me $300 for those vases? Vases?
It actually is vases.
That's what I thought!
Hey, guys. Everyone's about to go home, and I think I'm going to tell them about business school tonight.
Really? Now, after all that?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I mean, we support you, whatever you want.
Okay.
Graham puts his arm around Maddie.
Christmas is coming, the goose is getting fat. Please to put the penny in the old man's hat. If you haven't got a penny, a halfpenny will do. If you haven't got a halfpenny, then God bless you.
Bravo. Wait, so is this turkey?
Goose for Christmas Eve, and turkey for Christmas Day.
Yeah, tradition.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Mitchell.
Yeah.
Did you bring up the carving set from the basement?
Oh, well, was I supposed to?
Oh. Well, I distinctly remember asking. Maybe someone could invent an app that would remind someone to bring in the carving set.
That'd be a good one.
You know what? I'm going to get the carving set. Thank you.
The carving set is coming. Our son will be right back. Uh-huh. When he brings it to me, then I will hack.
Oh.
No? Okay.
A small roasted goose is on the table.
You know, it's funny, Ebenezer Scrooge always makes goose sound like it would be so rich and delicious, but really, it's quite lean, with its own distinct odor.
Maddie shakes her head.
Is something wrong, Madeline?
She might be nervous starting the MBA program. You know how she gets.
Oh, yes, I do. Well, someone better figure out a way to prick up a little bit or she'll get coal in her stocking.
Leah gives Maddie an encouraging nod.
I'm not going to business school.
Yet.
Ever.
Barbara furrows her brow.
What are you saying?
I'm saying I don't need an MBA because I am starting my own artisanal pickle company in Brooklyn.
None of those words make any sense to me.
I think that's awesome, Matt. What? I love pickles.
Well, at least I can count on my gremlin to stick to the plan.
What plan is that?
Oh, to come back to Connecticut and work for me at the bank.
Graham frowns.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. Yeah, that plan.
You know what? It's okay, Mom. If Maddie wants to take a couple more years to figure out what she wants to do with her life, power to her. Let's just enjoy Christmas. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
This is delicious, Mrs. Westwood.
Well, thank you. I'm so glad that someone appreciates all the hard work that went into this.
Yeah, and you know what would be great with this? Artisanal pickles.
Graham grins at Leah.
Gen Z.
I think Graham will be really happy.
Later, Leah sees Graham and Barbara talking.
Oh, Leah. Oh, you don't need to clear the table. No, please. You're our guest. I'll get it. Okay.
Barbara walks past Leah and out of the kitchen. Leah walks toward Graham.
What,
What was that about?
When am I not allowed to talk to my mom?
No, no, of course. Yeah, never mind. You know, you never told me that your plan was to move back here and work with your dad and lead this, like, perfect life.
Well, they're not perfect. They're my family. And I...
But they are perfect, okay? And everything has to be perfect. It's why she took down my ornament, because it didn't fit. Okay, I don't fit. I'm like Alice in Wonderland. Too big, too small, except at least she had cake. All I had are little shreds of goose.
Okay, I understand. I do.
Graham, will you come help me, please?
Yes, Mother. I'll be right there. Just so you know, this whole thing with my dad, the whole thing he does, trying to get me to come back and work for him at his bank, he does it every single time I see him. It's nothing.
Graham walks past Leah and out of the kitchen. Leah leans on the sink and frowns. Later, Graham kneels on the floor beside the living room tree and looks at wrapped gifts.
Oh, we're hanging the stockings.
With care.
Uh-huh. I got one for you too, Leah.
Aww.
With your name on it.
Oh, that's so cute.
All they had left at the store were novelty stockings.
Well, you know, they say the best gifts come in small packages, so.
Like diamonds.
Leah looks at Graham. Barbara stares at Mitch, and Mitch looks at Leah.
Oh no, I didn't mean it like that. I just meant I don't know what I meant.
Maddie turns to Leah.
Oh, I am tired. Are you tired?
Yeah, I think I could go to sleep too. Thank you so much for today, Mrs. Westwood.
Night. Don't forget about your Christmas Eve gift and the PJs.
Graham frowns at Mitch.
Really? Sorry.
Thank you for standing up for me. I really appreciate it.
Gotcha. Of course, and they'll come around.
Well, that's what I asked Santa for this year, so we'll see. And they're going to come around to you, too.
Thank you.
Oh, I know it.
Leah hugs Maddie.
Hey, guys.
Well, good night.
Good night.
Hey.
Hey.
Sorry about downstairs. Look, I play along with my dad because it's easier than telling him I'm not coming back here to work at his bank. Let's just say it's not always them canceling plans to see me.
Got it. Well, I'm sorry because I didn't realize that
I was protecting you from my family.
No, that you were protecting yourself from your family.
Graham nods thoughtfully.
It's not just you that feels like you can't measure up.
Well, I see you measuring up, and maybe it's time for you to give them the chance to see it, too.
Graham smiles.
Yeah. You're right.
Leah smiles warmly at Graham.
Good night.
Good night.
Leah turns and walks away from Graham. Graham smiles and lets her arm go and walks in the opposite direction. Later, Leah walks down the stairs to the living room carrying a wrapped present. She glances behind her and upstairs before walking across the living room. She walks gingerly toward the big tree and puts her gift down with the other wrapped gifts. Leah stands and looks up at the red and gold decorated tree and smiles. Everyone wears matching pajamas.
All right, everybody, remember just one special gift and no peeking for tomorrow.
Leah enters the living room.
Let's get started. Madeline?
Pencils!
Big ice cubes.
I love them.
Those are gonna look so good on you, Mom.
Eight.
And I got something from me to Leah.
What?
Here, have a seat.
Leah sits in Mitch's chair. Graham pushes a big box aside and picks up a basket.
I got you something small for tomorrow, too.
What did you do?
Graham hands the plastic-wrapped basket to Leah.
Oh. Uh-oh. Yum. Thank you. It's a gift basket.
It's from a catalog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Open it. There's something special in there.
Barbara and Mitch watch Leah.
Here, let me help.
Graham reaches inside and pulls out a small box.
Ta-da.
Some... candy violets.
Yeah, I remember you always said you loved him when you were little.
Yes, I did say that when I was little. Thank you.
Oh, Graham, sweetheart, you haven't opened a gift yet.
I guess not.
What about this one from Leah?
Oh, no, you know what? You don't have to because I didn't know about the tradition, and it's the only one that I brought.
That's okay. I can open it tomorrow if you want.
No, you know what? It's fine. Yeah, you can open it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Graham carefully pulls the tape from the wrapping paper.
You can rip it.
Oh, right.
Barbara and Mitch watch awkwardly as Graham rips off the paper, revealing a photo album. Leah watches Graham turn the pages of the album, which features them on the cover. Graham glances up at Leah. Inside the album, a photo labeled Going Places shows him and Leah clinking wine glasses. On the second page, a photo shows Graham with his arm around Leah and the word thankful beside the picture. Another page features a picture of Graham kissing Leah and the words best day ever.
Wow. Leah, this is beautiful.
It's every date we've ever been on, chronologically.
I don't really, it's...
You know what, it's silly. I'm gonna go change into, not this.
Leah picks up her gift basket and leaves the living room. Graham frowns. Barbara and Mitch exchange confused looks. Graham watches Leah walk upstairs with a sad look on his face.
Merry Christmas Eve, Sugar Plum.
Sarah.
What?
He got me a food basket.
Like a Harry and David fruit with the cute little jackets on?
No, the kind of food basket with summer sausage and aged cheddar, the kind of food basket that you send to the person who does your taxes.
Well, at least it's food.
That's true. But I got him a photo album of every date we have ever been on, and he looked at it like, I don't know, like he was scared.
Sarah, you know how people are always like, the signs were there, I just didn't notice them.
What if this is the sign that I should have noticed? What if he's trying to tell me something without actually having to tell me?
Summer sausage is a weird way to say it.
Do you need me to come get you?
Ugh, no. No, you know what, I'll be okay.
Oh, Leah.
I didn't know Christmas would be this hard.
I know.
It's so weird. It's like
suddenly Graham and I don't know each other at all.
Leah sits on the bathroom floor.
Ooh, Mouthies.
Are you eating in the bathroom?
Yeah. We have to go to this Christmas pageant too. The theme is dress as your favorite Christmas movie character.
Well, maybe he's just really bad at buying gifts.
Could be.
Look, if you and Graham aren't in it for the long haul, better to know now, right?
At night, an event space is decorated with wreaths and snowflakes.
Ho, 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 ho! It's Mitchell.
People mingle at the holiday Christmas pageant.
You good, right?
Yeah, let's go see.
Maddie points to Leah's gingerbread house.
This was constructed by Graham's girlfriend, Leah. She's kind of a genius.
Okay, you're embarrassing me. You know what? Don't even listen to her.
I'm just saying she's really good.
Stop.
Well, if you weren't so... Don't look.
What?
Ex-girlfriend, 10th grade.
Leah glances.
Cute. She looks like she's straight out of a Christmas carol.
Would love to be the ghost of her Christmas future.
Well, can I ask why we're avoiding her?
Maddie pauses.
I don't have a reason.
Well, that's your reason.
Okay.
Go.
Okay.
Go.
Leah watches Maddie. A tree features a die-hard theme, and two men are dressed as John McClane.
I just don't understand those people in Grammy tank tops.
Well, at least they're not in bare feet.
Mom, I can't argue with you about this anymore. Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
This is all just not what I had in mind.
I know.
Maybe it's not, and maybe that's a good thing. Change can be a good thing, Mom.
What are you saying?
Leah. Leah's good for me. I want you to try to be a little more flexible with her, okay?
Of course.
Barbara, dressed as Mrs. Claus, nods.
We can be more flexible, son.
It's great to hear that. Because I've been meaning to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I can't come back and work at the bank.
I know. I've always known. But you can't fault a guy for trying, right?
I appreciate you saying that.
I know you love me, son. Listen, I gotta say hi to some people, but I wanna run some ideas by you later.
Can't wait.
Right? Oh, well, then I was thinking I could.
Well, not now.
All right.
Hey.
Whoa. What are you?
An angel. Can't you just see me on top of a tree?
Leah nods.
Who's Carol Singer?
No, it's from Love, actually.
Oh, I don't watch reality TV.
No, it's not. You know what? I've had a very long day and the summer sausage was very distressing, so I'm just gonna go check out some decorations.
Hey, wait.
Actually, Graham, some friends from high school wanted to say hi.
Yeah, go say hi. It'll be fun. Go.
Julia!
Graham turns and watches Leah. Leah looks around, then narrows her eyes. She walks across the room to a private space, where Barbara is crying.
Mrs. Westwood?
Oh, hello, Leah.
Hi, are you okay? Do you need anything?
No, thanks. I'm fine.
You're hiding in a coat check. You don't really seem fine.
Yeah, well, that's just it, isn't it? Sometimes everything looks fine. And underneath all the trappings, it's just not fine at all, is it?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, honey, it's not your fault.
It's not?
No.
I thought that I ruined your Christmas.
Ruined? How?
Well, you have this whole perfect system of the way you like to do things, and then I came in like a fly in the ointment and just made everything messy.
Oh, Leah.
Barbara squeezes Leah's hand.
I like you. But more than that, I admire you. You are accomplished and you are independent. And Graham is absolutely gaga for you. You may have noticed that I am just not the best with change. I thrive on consistency and predictability and rules. I cling to a tradition. You know, I even make the same meals my mother used to make. Although, to be honest, I don't even like cooking. I just do it because my kids rave about my food.
Yeah, I mean, of course.
But maybe I've been clinging a little too hard. I should have been more welcoming to you. I'm sorry. I just put so much pressure on these small windows of time with my kids.
Leah nods. Barbara reaches for Leah's hand.
You're bringing something new and fresh to our family. I'm just afraid of losing my son.
No. I really understand, but you don't have to worry about that. I mean, he's always gonna be your son. I'm just trying to figure out how I can fit into all of this. And look, I know that change is really hard, but I'd really like to get to know you better.
Oh. Well, I would really like to get to know you better, too.
Leah hugs Barbara behind a rack of coats.
Can I ask one thing?
Mm-hmm. How come you took my ornament off the tree? The terrarium.
Oh, it was so beautiful. I just...
Leah gives Barbara a pointed look.
Can I be honest with you?
Please.
Okay, I appreciate it, but honey, it's just not my style. But I do love that you thought of me, though.
Yeah. It's not very Christmassy, is it?
Well, Hey, call it even for the PJs?
Even.
They shake hands.
Leah, you make my son very happy. And that is the best Christmas gift I could ever get. You're so sweetheart.
Barbara strokes Leah's cheek, and Leah hugs Barbara.
I'm gonna go find Graham.
Okay.
Leah walks through a red curtain and leaves the coat check area. Barbara puts on her Mrs. Claus hat. Leah looks around the room.
Leah, I overstepped. I've made a fool of myself, and it's just really hitting me now. As I have a halo circling my head.
Look, you know, you and Graham, you have a history, and I get it.
It's in the past. Way,
in the past.
Okay, well, for the record, I think that the halo is very cute.
Merry Christmas, Leah.
Merry Christmas, Julia.
Leah walks past Julia.
Hey, you haven't seen Graham, have you?
Yeah, I think he went outside.
Okay, thank you.
Julia smiles as she watches Leah. Leah opens the door, puts on her coat, and steps outside. She looks around, reaches into her pocket, and takes out her phone. On the phone screen, she sees Graham's location on a map. Leah wrinkles her forehead and clicks on Graham's location, which reads General Store. Leah has a bemused expression as she walks. Later, she enters the store.
Oh, look, it's Carol Singers.
Finally, thank you. Hey, Trisha, have you seen my boyfriend? He's about like yay high, dressed like Scrooge.
General Store in town.
How can you be so sure?
Mom? Dad?
Leah stares.
Cookie, what are you doing here?
What am I doing here? What are you doing here?
We came to ask for directions.
To where? Sorry, Trisha, these are my parents. Guys, this is Trisha.
Hi.
Hey. Hi. Leah, what are you doing here?
Well, I was coming, I was looking for you.
But how did you know
Well, I have your location.
Oh.
Why weren't you more surprised to see them?
Oh. What are you guys doing here?
Sarah called us and she said that Leah was very hungry.
Naturally, we panicked.
So we just jumped in the car right away to head over to the Westwoods. And then we got lost because your father doesn't like that lady's tone.
She is so condescending, that GPS person. Honestly, who does she think she is? So we just stopped to ask for directions and look who we ran into. You.
It's a 2-hour drive.
Oh, there's no traffic on Christmas Eve.
Oh, we made very good time.
An hour and a half without traffic, they always say.
Did they say that?
Trisha grins.
You know what? Now that you guys are here, why don't we go back to the house?
That is a great idea!
Super idea. Yes. Oh, my goodness.
What is going on? This is weird. You're being weird.
No, everything's totally cool. Everything's totally normal.
Leah turns to Trisha and shrugs. Trisha holds a sign that reads, "Good luck." Leah smiles and leaves the store. Graham steps out of his car outside his parents' home. The Goldbergs get out of their car parked behind Graham's. Graham enters the house, gives his top hat to Maddie, and stands with his parents.
What is going on, you guys?
Graham stands in front of the living room tree.
Okay, well, first off, let me just say, I loved the photo album. I feel like I didn't express the appropriate level of enthusiasm because, well, I was thinking about how I was going to pull this off. Secondly, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for not standing up for you in the right moments. But I promise you, from here on out, I will be your rock. Because you never gave up. Not on them, not on us, or on the magic of Christmas.
Graham looks at Leah.
You're my adventure buddy, my teammate, my love.
That is the most words he has said his entire life.
Shh. And thirdly, I didn't get you a food basket for Christmas. I mean, technically, I guess I did. But that wasn't the main present. Hang on. Oops, my bad.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Graham opens a red velvet ring box from his pocket, revealing a diamond ring. Leah and Graham's families watch them. Leah puts her hand to her chest.
Leah Bernadette Goldberg.
Graham kneels.
I want to spend the rest of my life with you. Rain or shine, Christmas and Hanukkah. I'm in it for the long haul, if you are.
Leah nods.
That's so beautiful.
It was my grandmother's. My mom gave it to me to give to you.
She did?
Well, he did ask very nicely.
Oh, no, the letter.
Dear Mom and Santa, you always said I could have Grandma's ring to give to the person I fell in love with and wanted to marry. I love Leah Goldberg very much, and I want to ask her to marry me. Can I please have Grandma's ring to give to her? Love, Gremlin.
Leah nods and smiles.
Ring, right.
Graham slides the ring onto Leah's finger.
Fits perfect.
Leah.
Let's make Christmas even more special by making it our engagement anniversary.
Leah nods at Graham.
Will you marry me?
Yes, of course, 1,000 times yes.
Graham and Leah kiss tenderly. Maddie and Leah's parents clap. Graham looks at Leah.
I love you so much.
I love you so much.
Oh, look.
Mitch cries.
Oh, honey.
It is a very emotional time.
Leah's dad hugs Mitch. Leah and Graham hug Leah's mom.
You did good, honey.
Graham hugs Barbara.
Oh, we're gonna be mishpucha.
What?
Family.
Oh. Mm.
Yeah. See the ring?
Yeah.
I can't wait for my first Christmas turkey tomorrow.
Oh. I forgot the turkey. I am so sorry.
Leah's parents smile.
Don't worry. We have a very good idea.
It's a bit of a drive, but it's worth it. Well,
this is a perfect mistake.
Barbara shrugs.
Perfect.
Leah hugs Barbara.
Welcome to the family, sweetheart. Thank you.
The following day, snow covers the roof of the house. Graham and Maddie sit in matching red satin pajamas at the top of the stairs.
Merry Christmas! Shh.
Oh, Merry Christmas. Why are we whispering?
We're supposed to be in our rooms until they're ready.
Leah sits beside Graham.
Hey, what would happen if we just went downstairs? Like, would Christmas be canceled? Or is Santa really down there?
We don't know.
It's over here.
Kids, we're ready.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, where did you guys get those cute Hanukkah PJs?
Barbara got them for us.
Mm-hmm. Overnight delivery.
Mm-hmm. Well,
kid, come on. It is Christmas.
Let's go. Okay.
Come on.
All right, let's go. Start to fall. It's the family decorations making memories for all. It's a mistletoe in winter bliss, a perfect place to share a kiss. It's the greatest time of year.
The family eats at Egg Foo Yum.
Oh, joy, you're a smile and a gift. Oh, joy, you're on everybody's list.
So... Your evaluation of Christmas.
Is it everything you wanted it to be?
You know, I was trying so hard to get it right, but I realized that Christmas will always be perfect. As long as I'm with you.
Graham and Leah wear matching reindeer sweaters, smile at each other, lean toward each other, and kiss.
It's the songs that we're all singing, and how we all know every word. It's the staying up for nothing more than to hear the stories we've heard before. You're the reason we're all here. You're my only Christmas wish.
End credits. Cast: Leah, Emily Arluck. Graham, Evan Roderick. Mrs. Westwood, Barbara Niven. Maddie, Sydney Quesnell. Mr. Westwood, Christopher Shire. Mrs. Goldberg, Robin Ross. Mr. Goldberg, Barry Levy. Tricia, Cecily Day. Julia, Maya Beresford. Sarah, Bree Woodill. Copyright 2024 Perfect Christmas Productions, Inc. All rights reserved. Logos, 2 for the money. This has been a Hallmark Media presentation.